God's word says a husband and wife become one flesh, but it doesn't say anything about prenups. Hi, I'm Rob West. It's true, you won't find prenuptial agreement in your concordance. So does that mean a Christian should never have one? We'll talk about that first today, and then it's on to your calls and questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. A prenuptial agreement, or prenup, is a contract couples agree on before marriage. It outlines how their assets, money, property, and other possessions will be divided if they divorce. Who gets the house? Who gets the car? How will the finances be split up? All of these questions are answered in a prenup. Many argue that such agreements make practical sense, ensuring that difficult financial conversations happen while couples are still, quote, in love. But as a Christian, should you consider getting one? Well, God's design is that in marriage, two become one. Genesis 2:24 lays the foundation for this principle. A man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Paul expands on this in 1 Corinthians 7:4, teaching that even our bodies are no longer our own in marriage, but belong to our spouse. In God's plan for marriage, everything is to be shared. There's no mine or yours, only ours. The pursuit of oneness is central to a thriving marriage. Further, God views marriage as a covenant relationship. Paul compares the nature of marriage to the covenantal relationship between Christ and his church. In Ephesians 5, 31 and 32, he writes, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." This mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. God's design for marriage is meant to be a picture of his love for his people, a relationship built on love, sacrifice, grace, and mutual respect. When centered on him, it is a gift that reflects the message of the gospel to the world. Now, while prenups might seem practical, it's essential to consider the potential harm one might do to the unity of a Christian marriage. Frequent Faith and Finance contributor Dr. Art Rayner shares three possible messages that come up from a prenup being brought into the equation. Number one, distrust in the relationship. A prenup often suggests someone feels the need to protect their assets, which can imply a lack of trust. This can hurt because it reveals that one partner may not feel fully comfortable entrusting their life to the other. Number two, doubt about the marriage's longevity. Prenups can reflect concern that the marriage might not last, essentially preparing for a divorce before the marriage even begins. This uncertainty can undermine the covenant commitment God intends for marriage. And third, one partner isn't fully committed. In a biblical marriage, everything, including finances, should be shared. A prenup may indicate that one partner is not fully committed to the oneness God desires, leaving room for mine and yours instead of ours. So now that we've established what a prenup can communicate when proposed, does that mean that a prenup always indicates disunity? Or are there ways that a prenup can actually foster unity? Let's look at an example. If one or both spouses have children from previous marriages with inheritances at stake, a prenup can actually communicate to the children that you are pursuing marriage for the right reasons and that you seek their highest good when it comes to doing what's best for them. Of course, this decision should be made with much prayer and wisdom from godly counsel and advice to see if this legal arrangement suits your situation. This helps ensure that the hard questions are answered about the marriage and that the husband and wife's intentions are carefully examined before moving forward. Ultimately, marriage is a covenant that reflects Christ's relationship with the church, which is built on trust, sacrifice, and unity. While there may be legitimate reasons to use a prenup, it should never replace the trust and commitment that are foundational to Christian marriage. Both spouses should prayerfully consider their motivations and seek to align their relationship with God's design for unity and oneness in every area of life. The process should involve open conversations about finances and trust, ensuring that any agreement serves the marriage rather than undermines it. as you both ponder whether a prenup is right for your situation, but we hope that we've provided you with some things to consider as you pray about this decision. All right, your calls are next. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Trial by fire. That's when you know it's tough. An experience that pushes you to the limit. Though probably not literal fire, tough times do abound for Christians and non-Christians alike. But it's only a trial, biblically speaking, if your faith is in Jesus. 1 Peter 1:7 says, "These trials have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." Trials by fire remind us to look to Jesus. Yes, the trials are difficult. We'd rather not face them, but having gone through them, we'll have gained confidence and hope, and we'll have learned what it means to walk by faith and not by sight. See Jesus more clearly through time in God's Word. Visit getanchor.com.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Hi, it's Sandy Rios, your old friend from The Morning Show. So many crucial and frightening events are unfolding before our eyes. I'd like to invite you to come over to the podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, so that we can work our way through these difficult times together. AFR.net, any podcast platform, or at sandyrios.com. And one more thing, my book, God's Velvet Hammer, is now available on Audible. So come join us at Sandy Rios 24/7, and remember, God's Velvet Hammer, available at Audible.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
I'm so thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Our desire, our goal, our plan for you this hour is that you'd be encouraged, you'd be pointed back to God's Word, and you'd be equipped to make practical decisions as a steward of God's resources. Here's the big idea, the bedrock, the foundation, if you will, of biblical money management upon which everything else is built is the understanding that God owns it all. You know, God's word is very clear on this. Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. And then in 1 Corinthians 4:7, the Apostle Paul reminds us that everything we have is a gift when he asks the question, "What do you have that you did not receive?" Now, it's one thing to believe that God owns it all. It's quite another to live it out. You see, if we live out this truth, there will be a dramatic shift in how we approach our money and our possessions, even our financial decisions. God is not a consultant or a silent partner in our financial matters. He's the sole owner, and our role is steward, entrusted to manage what God has given us for his purposes. So when we not only give head knowledge and consent to this idea that God owns it all, but when we begin to live like that, well,
It's a game changer, and there are profound implications to that. I'll share a few of those throughout the broadcast today. What are the implications of living with God as the owner and you as the manager or the steward? We'll talk about it. We'll also be taking your calls and questions today. That number, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you. The calls are coming in. We'll get to those here in just a moment. Of course, in the news today, heartbreaking to see what's happening in the wake of Hurricane Helene. Rescue and recovery teams continue to work across six southeastern states today in the wake of that devastating hurricane. The death toll is now near 100 and continues to climb. About 2 million homes still without power. Flash flooding and landslides have cut off parts of western North Carolina, where it's expected that critical supplies will have to be brought in by air. Several emergency relief organizations are requesting donations to help deliver critical supplies to the area. If you want to be involved in giving to these causes, let me just suggest three of them to you. You can do your own research. Number one is the Salvation Army of the Carolinas doing direct relief in this area. Second would be Samaritan's Purse, which incidentally happens to be based in Boone, North Carolina, which is a part of that western North Carolina region that has been impacted so significantly. In fact, Boone, I know it well, that main street there in Boone was literally underwater. Samaritan's Purse is going to be providing significant relief to these states. Also, Baptists on Mission. You can check that out as well. If you have the ability to step in here with a gift, a donation, what a great way to show the love of Christ to some folks who really need some help right now. Again, Salvation Army of the Carolinas, Samaritan's Purse, and Baptists on Mission. All right, let's dive into your questions today. We'd love to hear from you. I've got two lines open, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's go to Pennsylvania and begin with JR. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Jay Holston talking. I'd like to find out how I can pay my credit card off.
Yes,
it's
sir.
$16,000.
Okay, $16,000. And is it one card, JR, or do you have multiple cards totaling $16,000?
Two. $10,000 and $6,500.
Got it. And what are the interest rates roughly on those?
They're probably about 27%. They're pretty high.
Yeah, yeah.
But I ain't getting anywhere with them.
No, I can understand that. You're sending that minimum payment, and you're just treading water. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, I have a couple of bank personal loans, but they're not quite as bad. Where I deal in the bank with Manheim, they're not quite as bad. I'm keeping up with them, but the credit card, I'm not getting anywhere.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Well, I've got a solution for you, but I want to ask a question first, and this is really important. Assuming you were making that minimum payment, and instead of everything going to interest, the balance was coming down, would you be able to cover all of your other bills during the month with your income, or are you continuing to add debt to these cards apart from just the interest?
Well, I'm not really getting anywhere in the cards.
No, I understand that, but I want to make sure if we set that aside for a second, are you able to cover all of your other bills, or have we solved the problem here?
I'm covering all the other bills, just the credit cards. I ain't getting anywhere.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that's the key, is I want to make sure your budget balances. Now, let's focus on getting those interest rates down, so with that same minimum payment, you can get a lot more going to principal, which is, of course, the key. The place you want to go is Christian Credit Counselors. Christian Credit Counselors. Let me ask you a question, though, JR. Are you comfortable using the internet, or would you rather call them by phone?
My phone. I don't have no internet.
Okay, no worries. So Christian Credit Counselors is available to you. I'm going to give you a toll-free number. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. 800-557-1985. I'll say it one more time. 800-557-1985. Now, here's what they're going to do, JR. They're going to slide each of these two creditors into what's called a credit counseling program. It's an existing program. They're not going to have to negotiate anything on your behalf. Every credit card company has a credit counseling rate. And whereas the average credit card interest rate right now, which you're paying, is north of 20%, and that's what you're experiencing, the credit counseling rate is going to drop to somewhere between 0 and 12%. And so what you will find is that they have a significantly lower rate. And so with the same minimum monthly payment, which is going to be fixed, it's not going to come down as the balance falls. You're going to have a level payment. It's probably going to be about 3% of the balance, which is likely what you're paying today. It's about $480 based on $16,000, roughly. You're going to get a lot more of that $480 every month going toward principal because the interest rates have been reduced so dramatically. And the combination of that lower interest combined with that level monthly payment, meaning the payment doesn't decline as the balances decline, you're going to pay the same $480 until it's paid off. The combination of those two, JR, is going to help you pay this off 80% faster. And so this really is my preferred solution for getting out of credit card debt. Does that all make sense, though?
Yeah, it does.
So okay.
I have to try the other number then. I never get a hold of them. I didn't know how to do it to get a hold of that number.
Okay.
1-800. Well,
that's the number.
857-1985. I can never get a hold of anyone because I don't know how to do it right.
Okay, well, that's the number. They'll be ready for you when you call them. And they're great folks. They're all believers, and they'll get you set up and get you into the program. So if you have any trouble with that, JR, you give us a call back. All right, my friend?
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks a lot.
All right. Lord bless you. Thanks for being on the program today. Well, folks, we're just getting started here today. We've got a lot of room for a lot more questions. The number to call to get in on the conversation today is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Also, coming up a little later in our broadcast, we'll look forward to being visited by our good friend Bob Dahl. Bob has been away, been traveling across the world. And he's back. And so we're looking forward to hearing what Bob has to say as we jump back into the markets. There's been a lot going on in the U.S. stock markets that are all starting off slightly lower today after a really strong September and a strong third quarter. The Dow Jones and the S&P and the NASDAQ all edging lower today. We'll find out what Bob sees ahead for Q4. As we head into the fourth quarter, which, by the way, includes an election. I know I didn't have to remind you of that. Back with more after this.
How will you decide which candidates deserve your vote on November the 5th? Not just for president, but for all the other races down the ballot that are more important than you might think and impact your family more directly. TV ads and candidate rhetoric are meant to sway your emotions. iVoter Guide gives you the facts so you can think for yourself. iVoter Guide shows you what candidates have done and how they are likely to vote if elected. Election Day is Tuesday, November the 5th. Vote wisely with iVoterGuide.com. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Faith-Fi is grateful for support from OneAscent. OneAscent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. OneAscent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at OneAscent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Streaming.afa.net has now become AFA Stream, and you can find it at stream.afa.net. You see, we removed the letters ING. Our experts have determined that eliminating those three keystrokes, multiplied over hundreds of thousands of AFA Stream visits, could reduce the national debt and maybe increase the gross domestic product. AFA Stream, formerly streaming.afa.net. Improvements to the economy are purely theoretical.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
If you've listened any length of time, you're aware that we often underscore the importance of preparing for the future. Well, as you look into the future, I suggest you consider the AFA Foundation in your estate planning. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We've got a few lines open, taking your calls and questions on anything financial today. That number, 800-525-7000. Again, 800-525-7000. You know, I mentioned the rescue and recovery efforts underway in the wake of Hurricane Helene. One of the great organizations that we know well here at American Family Association and American Family Radio is, of course, 8 Days of Hope, and I'd really encourage you to check out the incredible work they're doing. Two ways to get involved as they respond to the devastation caused by this Category 4 hurricane. Number one is just you can give, and you will know that that giving is going directly to rapid response for the hurricane. Right there at 8daysofhope.com, at the top of the page, what you will see is a button to donate online. Also, a very interesting way would be to serve those families as a part of the rapid response ministry that's going to be taking place starting this week and continuing for the next 2 weeks. 8 Days of Hope would love for you to join that team as a volunteer. And so perhaps you have some capacity, some flexibility. You'd love to just be the hands and feet of Jesus to respond. You could jump in the car and head to Valdosta, Georgia, where they're headquartered and where a lot of this damage has taken place. Just head to 8daysofhope.com and click on the button that says volunteer, and you can learn a lot more. What a great opportunity to respond both with your giving as well as with your time and ability to step in the gap here. All right, let's head back to the phones. We're going to go to Georgia next and welcome Charles. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. I'm a retiree from the federal government. I'm in the old civil service retirement system. So I have a pension.
Yeah.
I'm 61. I have just a house payment's all I have, no other debt. But I was just curious, as I'm not currently investing in anything. What would you recommend as an investment path for someone in their retirement?
Yeah, it's a great question, Charles. Let me ask you, what investable assets do you have? I know you have this monthly pension check that's coming in, but do you also have a lump sum of investable assets, or would it be just out of your surplus each month?
Just out of my surplus each month.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so when you're just starting out, I love this idea, because as long as you've got that emergency fund in place, and I would say for somebody who's in their retirement season living on a fixed income, you'd probably want a minimum of 6 months worth of expenses. So if you're living on $2,500 a month, you know, you're going to want $15,000 in liquid savings. I'd put it in a high yield savings account, probably linked electronically to your checking account, your operating account, so you can move money back and forth as you need it, but you're going to need some sort of base. And so if you don't have that shored up quite yet, that would be my focus. Now, once you get beyond whatever that number of months of emergency reserve is, whether it's 6 months or maybe you want more, then making a systematic contribution either to accelerate that mortgage payoff or invest, or both, I think would be a great option. Let me ask you about that mortgage first. How much do you owe, and what's the interest rate?
The interest rate's 2.99%. I refinanced it when it had dropped several years ago.
Yeah.
So I owe about 25 years more on it.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so with you being quite a ways off from paying it off, especially with that really low, very attractive interest rate, you'd probably just want to let that ride. So I kind of like the idea of you directing 100% of your surplus beyond the emergency fund to an investment plan, simply because if you were much closer on getting it paid off, and by paying it off, you could then free up that mortgage payment to invest even more, that would be great. But because you've still got a long runway, I'd probably just let that ride and try to do better, which you should be able to you know, through your investments. Now, with you being around 60, I would say you typically, and that's all this is just kind of a rule of thumb, you'd probably want about a 50-50 portfolio, 50% stocks, 50% fixed income type investments. So we're talking, you know, high quality corporate bonds and government bonds. You know, that are shorter term in duration. You could do that through bond mutual funds, which is typically what you're doing when you're just starting out. Now, in terms of how to go about this, if you don't have earned income, you can't put it into an IRA. So you'd probably just want to invest it in what's called a taxable account, which just simply means as investments are sold, you are going to pay capital gains, but they'll be offset by any losses. There's a couple of ways you could go with this. One would be our friends at soundmindinvesting.org. Have a plan you could follow that would give you some mutual funds and change those funds, you know, regularly to be able to respond to the market movements. But you do it yourself. You just kind of follow their plan. That would be one way to go with a, you know, a smaller portfolio where you're just getting started. Soundmindinvesting.org. The second would be what's called a robo-advisor, which is simply where you answer a series of questions and it's going to build a portfolio that's consistent with your age and goals and risk tolerance. And it's going to use what are called exchange traded funds, which is just like a basket of investments, but it's going to mirror the stock market indexes. So for that roughly 50% that's in stocks, it might be in the Russell, you know, 1000 or 3000. It might be in the S&P 500. But it's going to just capture the broad moves of the market. For the other half that's in bonds, it might be in, you know, the bond index. And you're just going to follow the market. But the nice thing about the robo is it's very low cost. So it might be, you know, 0.25% a year. And every time you make a new contribution, so let's say you're making a monthly deposit into this account, it's automatically just going to reinvest it into the same indexes, and there's not going to be any transaction costs, which just make it really efficient for somebody who's just doing a monthly investment plan. And I'd probably use either the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios or Betterment, either one of those, Schwab Intelligent or Betterment. The last option I'll give you, so I'm giving you three, Sound Mind Investing, and then if for the robo, either Schwab Intelligent or Betterment, would be if you wanted to use some faith-based investing mutual funds, you could just find a couple of high-quality funds from either Timothy or, you know, Guidestone or Eventide and invest in those. And the place to get the list of those mutual funds is faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. That's faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. I hope that helps you, my friend. Thanks for calling today. God bless you. Back with more after this.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
As a nurse, I primarily work with children who are abused and exploited in trafficking, and I frequently see very unfair situations. We must talk about the issue of abuse. We can't base our actions on fear. We have to be faith-informed in what we do.
The Dr. Nurse Mama Show. For more from Dr. Jessica Peck, tune in at 2 p.m. Central on American Family Radio or on the podcast page at AFR.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Are you overwhelmed by financial fear and anxiety? You're not alone. At FaithFi, we hear it every day. People weighed down by worries related to wealth and money. But financial anxiety isn't about the size of your bank account. It's about the condition of your heart. That's why we've created Look at the Sparrows, a 21-day devotional that'll help you find peace through Jesus' teachings. Replace your financial anxiety with peace today. Visit faithfi.com/sparrows and start your journey today.
You know, President Biden has chosen not to seek re-election, but have you thought about the implications? One of his pet projects is to fill the federal judicial bench with as many liberal judges as possible. As a lame duck president, he'll push the Senate to do just that. We've seen the president's cognitive decline, and we have to urge the Senate to freeze the confirmation process now. Please take time to visit AFA.net, get all the information, and send the email to your senators today. That's AFA.net.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's go out to Texas. Hi, Brett. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, Rob. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for your call.
Hey, Rob?
Yes, sir.
Great. Thanks. So my wife and I are about to kind of have a boon. We're going to inherit some money. We're middle class folks. We don't have a lot of long term savings. I think we probably have about $130,000 in long term savings currently. We're going to inherit $50,000 cash, about 200 and something in stocks, and about $600,000 in mutual funds. I don't know. We do have an appointment with the CKA for next week. So how do we look at this, Rob?
Yeah.
The only debt we really have is our car. We're really considering paying it off. We owe about 19 on it.
Yeah.
Other than that, we really don't have any debts.
Yeah.
You know, so currently it's with one investment company. Obviously, we'll move it. You know, should I go with the CKA or should I just open a swap account or something like that? Or, you know, kind of give me some hints.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Brad. First of all, how do you look at it? As a blessing from the Lord. And you're now the steward of this money. It all belongs to God, and He has made you the steward, the manager. The Greek word in the New Testament for steward means household manager. And so nothing we have that is entrusted to us belongs to us rather than rights, which is what the owner has. We have responsibility. And our responsibility is to be found faithful in stewarding or managing these resources. And so that now has been entrusted to you and your bride. And I think you're doing the right thing, which is also affirmed in Scripture, and that is seeking wise counsel. Because to your point, this is more than you've ever had in terms of liquid assets. You're in great shape. You've obviously been heeding biblical wisdom with regard to how you've managed your finances, which is why you're virtually debt-free, except for a small loan. And, you know, you're living modestly, and now you're going to be sitting on, you know, $800,000 plus, nearly $900,000 in cash, stocks, and mutual funds. And so I think this is the right approach, because there's several things you're going to want to think about. Number one is, well, let's just stop and back up and say, in light of our values and priorities as Christ followers, how do we want to use God's money? How do we want to allocate these resources? Is there a portion we want to give away right now? Is there debt we want to pay off because we want to be debt free? You know, how do we invest this for the future? So we've got it available as an inheritance or to do more giving down the road, you know, whatever those, you know, values are, because the way we allocate this ultimately says what's most important to us. And I think getting some wise counsel who can not only manage this for you in terms of evaluating the current mutual funds and stocks that are in this portfolio, but also helping you to make the changes to get it positioned properly so that it's not invested for whoever the prior steward was, but it's invested for you and your wife as now the new stewards. How much risk do you want to take? Do you want to screen the investments that you own based on your values? Are there companies in these portfolios that are misaligned with your values? Maybe it's a pharmaceutical that makes abortion pills, or maybe it's an alcohol or tobacco company. You may not want those in your portfolio, and that's where an advisor could help align this portfolio with your values. There may be too much risk here. But I think the idea that you'd have somebody giving active management to this in light of your goals and objectives is really the key. And what you don't want to do is just put it on autopilot. I mean, this is a lot of money that you're now responsible for. And so just kind of sticking it in a Schwab account and just letting it go, I don't think is the right approach. The other benefit of having a CKA to walk alongside you here, Brett, is all of the work that needs to be done before you make those investment decisions, which is really kind of a values inventory and a discovery process for the advisor to go through to figure out kind of what's on your heart, you and your wife, about where God might be leading you in the future, and how does that help you dictate what you want to do with this money? What is your financial finish line? Meaning, how much are you trying to accumulate? And if you're already there, could you accelerate your giving right now? These are the kinds of questions I think that a CKA can help you answer in addition to giving oversight to the investment portfolio. Does that all make sense, though?
It makes perfect sense. I will say the stocks, that there's only three stocks. They're in things that that are not part of our value system.
Okay.
They've done very well for my in-laws. They've done extremely well, obviously, but it's Warner Brothers, it's AT&T, it's some things like that that we're not necessarily interested in.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's a great starting point, is to say, what does it look like to take a pretty hard look at what's here? Think about the tax implications. Now, the nice thing is, if you've inherited this, all the cost basis are reset or stepped up to the date of death, if that's what occurred here. And so you don't really have to think about capital gains. It's really a matter of you saying, okay, what is the right portfolio that matches our risk tolerance, that matches our goals and objectives? And this is where I think a Christian advisor can help you, a CKA, and aligns with our values in the same way you just described.
Here in Temple, Texas, there's an ad you guys have for Mark Trice. That's one of the ads that, so we're going to be meeting with his group. Okay, should we consider, with moving all of that to the CKA? In other words, the mutual funds that are there?
Well, here's what I would say about that, Brad. Yeah, whoever you decide on as an advisor, whether it's the CKA you're meeting with or somebody else, I would find one advisor that can be your trusted advisor that can manage this money, and I would, in fact, move everything over there. There's just not enough here for you to have multiple advisors. It's a significant sum of money, don't get me wrong. But as soon as you have multiple advisors, now you might have overlapping investment strategies that don't, align properly with your goals when you put them together. Now you've got two advisors to keep up with. You got two sets of statements. It makes taxes more complicated. So I'd find that one advisor that you feel like you have a good rapport with, is a good match in terms of temperament, how he or she's going to communicate with you. You understand how they're going to invest it. You feel good about it. Aligns with your values, takes into account the fees, you understand how they're getting paid. Once you've kind of solved for all of that, then yes, I'd move 100% to that advisor.
Okay, that's really one of the big questions we had.
Yeah.
Well, great. Do you think taking some of that cash and paying her car off is a good idea?
I love that idea. Absolutely. I think anytime we can simplify our financial life, get out of debt so you're unencumbered, which lowers your expenses, which keeps, your lifestyle spending is even less, I think that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, so that'll save us about 4.25% a month.
Yeah, that's great.
So
now you... Yeah, now you've got more to put back into savings, give more to the church, you know, give to other causes on your heart. I mean, I think that's a great opportunity.
Okay, well, good. Well, that helps a lot, Rob. And
good.
I just want to say I appreciate your ministry. It's been a great blessing to me, even though I haven't had a lot of money to move around with, but I've learned a lot from you, and I'm very grateful to you.
Well, to whom much is given, much is required, my friend, and you've been faithful with a little, and now the Lord is putting you in charge of much, and we see that right there in God's Word. You are the steward of this money, and sounds like you are up to the task, my friend, and so I think you're headed in the right direction. If I can serve you in any other way in the future, give us a call. God bless you. Back with more after this.
Fostering and adoption is not a band-aid for infertility.
Nope,
like it is a calling, and God can change the desire of your heart and make that so rewarding. It's the most beautiful, selfless thing. It's pure religion, but it's not a fix to I desire biological child. God has to deal with that in your heart separately.
Hannah's Heart, encouraging couples through infertility and miscarriage. Saturdays, 4 a.m. Central on AFR or on the AFR app.
To all of our friends on American Family Radio, this is Michael Brown. Thrilled to announce to you that we have a brand new 30-minute daily equipping broadcast that will light a fresh fire in your life and will infuse you with faith and truth and courage to help you stand strong in the Lord. It's coming your way. 12:30 every single night, 5 days a week. Don't miss a single broadcast on the Line of Fire. I believe your life will be changed.
As a faithful listener of the Faith and Finance program, you know that there is life-changing financial wisdom in God's Word to meet all your needs. More than anything, FaithFi is here to help you and millions of others see God as your ultimate treasure. As a nonprofit, we're grateful for our partners that help expand our outreach every month with their generosity. Has God provided financial answers for you through this ministry? Please consider becoming a monthly partner by visiting faithfi.com and clicking Give.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance. What a joy to talk to Brett there in Texas just a moment ago. Listen, if you're looking for a certified kingdom advisor, specifically somebody like Brett said, to help you align your values, not only with your financial decisions, but also with your investments, when you search for a CKA at faithfi.com and you click find a professional, you will be able to indicate that you only want a CKA who can help you apply faith-based investments right there at faithfi.com. Again, click find a professional. All right, Bob Dahl is back. Now, Bob, you've been traveling the world, my friend. You're fresh off of the Luzon conference, aren't you?
Yes, I was there last week. What a joy to see the church from all over the world come together. We're 5,400 Christian leaders, Rob, and it was a glorious time.
I bet. Man, incredible. What was the big takeaway from that? Was it just being around so many folks who were like-minded?
That was a lot of it, planning for the 2000th anniversary of the church, Pentecost 2033. That was another theme. I saw, Rob, 30 and 40-year-olds just excited about what they're doing, people who are working in ministry some way, somehow, full-time, just focused, accomplished, set out to do the mission, putting some of us older guys to shame.
Yeah, I can understand that. Bob, you know, we're so focused on what's happening here in the church, Big C, in the U.S. I bet it was encouraging to hear some of what God is up to across the globe. Share some things you learned there.
Yeah, the things that are happening in Asia, Latin America, Africa, the church is exploding on those three massive continents. You know, here in the U.S., we're, you know, see lots of fraying of the church, laziness in the church, if I can use that word. But boy, is it happening elsewhere. You know, you may know this, Rob, there are more non-Christians in Asia than there are people in the entire rest of the planet.
Oh, wow.
So what an opportunity and obligation we have to get the word out. My first week I was gone, I was at a launch 500-city campaign all in Asia to reach those billions that haven't heard the name of Jesus yet.
Wow. Incredible. Well, thanks for that report, Bob. Let's turn our attention to the markets. Obviously, there's been a lot going on. I know you were still active in managing the money as you were traveling, but just give us an update, starting with the U.S. economy. Where do we find ourselves now as the Fed has turned to easing? What is the state of the U.S. economy right now?
Well, it's slowing down. There's no question about it. Maybe slowing at a pace that's less vigorous than many of us thought, but price levels are high, even though inflation rates have come down. Consumer debt continues to mount. And a lot of industries, we see high inventories. Those three combined have to cause some concern about the economy. Now, there are a lot of bulls out there on the economy, and of course, they're saying, look at the stock market. It's a good lead indicator for the economy, and it's doing well. So softening for sure, but maybe not as fast a pace as some of us concerned people would have expected.
Bob, you said in your Dawes deliberations this week that there is still a path to what the Fed is best case hoping for, and that is a soft landing. But it requires that we give some of these sectors that have been beaten up in this economy more attention than others. What are those sectors?
Yeah, sectors that have lagged have been some the manufacturing area, of course, where we have some of those inventory problems. Consumers, you'll recall, in the pandemic, began to buy a lot of goods, and then as they satisfied themselves there, more recent years have turned to services. So the manufacturing side of the economy is struggling. We need to bring that back as the service components are slowing.
Yeah,
Bob, that was soft landing.
Yeah, no question about that. Bob, of course, all eyes on inflation. We did dip below that 3% level. We didn't get really close to the Fed's target of 2%. What's going to prevent us as the Fed starts easing from seeing that begin to tick back up?
I'm in your camp, unfortunately. That is to say, I think the path of least resistance for inflation will be flat at best and probably heads a bit higher. Look, the Fed for a long time fought inflation and had a lot of success, nowhere near 2, but brought that number down a bunch. Now with the economy weakening and the employment numbers turning more mixed, they have to focus their attention there, which means inflation could rear its ugly head a bit. Now, I don't think we're going back to 9% inflation, but could we go from this 2-3 level to 3-4? Yeah, and that would not be pleasant.
No, that's right. Bob, you, of course, talked in the deliberations about the S&P 500 hitting a new high this quarter. You talked also about the breadth of it. Do you feel like the foundation is in place for this market to continue to move higher, or are we just up in the clouds here, really kind of in some dangerous territory?
Yeah, so you know we've used the phrase, Rob, we are in a high-risk, momentum-driven bull market. That is, the path of least resistance is still to the upside. The broadening in the market supports that. The risk is, but valuation levels are high. So a lot of good news is in the market. So I think you have to participate, but I think you need not to be greedy at this point in the economic cycle.
All right, Bob, finally, obviously, all eyes toward November the 5th. It's coming ever so quickly. What do you think that means for the markets between now and the election? And then where do we go based on the outcome of the election with the market specifically?
Yeah, so we put literally last week a piece out on the election, which answers those questions in more detail. I'd in summary say, Rob, that if we have unified government, Democratic House, Senate, and presidency, or Republican, all three on either side, the market will not like it. If we have a mixed government, a non-unified government, which is most likely, then the market, I think, will cope. It'll have its ups and downs, but it won't be the huge event that everybody's making out to be for the markets, for other things, of course. So beware a unified government would be my concern.
Yeah, very good. All right, Bob, we appreciate you as always, my friend. Thanks for joining us today.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Bob Dahl. He's CEO and CIO at Crossmark Global Investments, where investments and values intersect. You can sign up to get his weekly Dahl's Deliberations investment commentary for free, delivered to you each week at crossmarkglobal.com. All right, let's round out the broadcast today. We'll try to get to two more questions next to Texas, welcoming Gene to the broadcast. Go right ahead.
Hi. So Hi good there. To talk to you. I've been putting this off.
Well, I'm so thrilled you called. How can I serve you?
Okay. So my husband and I both have reached retirement age and have started drawing Social Security. His retirement is available to him now, but he can leave it in there longer. I feel like we need to get it out, but it was pre-tax put in.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to just take it out. I want to re-put it someplace else so we won't have to pay taxes, and I need advice on that.
Yes,
very good.
Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. My retirement is a county retirement in the state of Texas, and so it's a good retirement. I am not eligible for it until December. I can start drawing 100% for me. I don't need that amount monthly, so I want to set it up for my offsprings, my children, or my grandson to be eligible for it whenever I pass.
Yes.
I don't want to take it out. I don't believe it's drawing a 7% interest. I don't think I can get that anyplace else. But
yes.
So,
okay.
I have questions about all that. I need
Excellent.
Advice.
All right. Happy to weigh in on this. Boy, it sounds like you all are in great shape here, Gene. I mean, you've got Social Security. You're about to take it, or you're both drawing currently?
We are both drawing currently, and my husband and I both worked full-time jobs.
Okay.
But he is a pastor of a small churches all through the years.
Okay.
We're faithful tithers and give above that. And we do have a income from the church still.
Yes. Okay, great.
He's still pastoring.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then with the 401k that he has, how much of that, if any, is in one company's stock versus diversified investments?
Well, actually, he took it all out of stock before he retired because of issues, and he didn't want to have to worry with stock anymore. So it's really just still drawing as a 401k.
Okay.
And I know I don't understand all of that. And that's why I make the appointment to somebody that can help get it reinvested somewhere where we don't have to pay withdrawal taxes. Yeah.
Yes, very good. And that's going to be the key. And that's exactly what you should be doing. Number one, getting some wise counsel, because you've got a lot of pieces here. The good news is you've lived modestly. You all are faithful tithers. You're wise stewards of this money that God has entrusted to you. You're living below your means, and you have assets to manage. But that doesn't need to be anything that it makes you fearful. You just need some good, wise counsel. You're going to roll that 401k over to an IRA, which keeps it in a tax-deferred environment, so you don't have to take any of it out. And then we can do some of your giving through what's called a qualified charitable distribution, which anytime you give out of the IRA, as long as you're 70 and a half, which I realize you're not quite there yet, it comes out without you having to add it to your taxable income. Which is going to be a great option. And then the advisor can help you determine how to invest it. I also agree, given that you don't need this money, for you to take the pension in a way that allows it to extend beyond your life. Let's do this. I'm out of time. I'm going to ask my team to get your information, and I'll reach back out to you just to make sure we get all of your questions answered. So you stay right there. Glenn, let's see if we can get you on tomorrow. Thanks for your call. Big thanks to my team today, Jim, Devin, and Sandy. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.